Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Hey, everybody. It's me. It's me and Miss Caroline. Say hi, Caroline.
Hi.
We're here. She's fed and happy. Her first cup of coffee. Well, I don't know. Do you have a cup of coffee? No. It is her first cup of coffee, you know. I try to have that ready because I know I am a bitch before. And I'm not really, but I really love my first cup of coffee in the morning. That's what I like, and that's what works for me. So anyway, guys, so I was just saying to Caroline, you know, everybody, when you get in your 70s, well, I mean, it could happen at any time, but especially when you get in your 70s, change happens. Oh, on so many friggin' levels. But the one thing that happens is that you start thinking about the next 20 years. And you start thinking to yourself, where do I want to be? How do I want to be? Who am I? Where do I want to live? Would I like to be on water? Do I need a dock? Do I need a boat? Do I need, what in my bucket list can I accomplish? I mean, all of that starts to be important, and it should be. I mean, it's like, come on, you know, it's not like to God, hey, I'm not done. Could you just give me another 10 years? That is not going to happen. That we know. So you have to make do. And when I think about 2019, we are already almost into half the year. What happened to that half a year? It's like, my goodness. And I know that our time just flies by, but it seems like when you're older, when you start getting the age, not that you're older in anything. I mean, I don't feel any different. Hell, I was out bar hopping the other night till 2 in the morning. I mean, it's not like I don't feel like I'm getting old or anything like that. I have a lot of new people in my life that are young, and I love that because it keeps me young, and they'll call and say, oh, meet us for dinner, or let's go do this, or let's go do that, and I'm loving that. But I'm just saying that opportunities and things happen. So here's what's going on with Gloria Parker. I went to Costa Rica. You know, I go down there to get my dental work done. Anybody who wants to know about that, I am about to put, if you go into Costa Rica Implants, that's CostaRicaImplants.com, you can see a video that I did for Dr. Inglada and see my story. I am also going to, I think, redo it. I love that video, but there was some things that wasn't over the moon about, and I may end up redoing that and then putting it on my YouTube channel and, you know, having Dr. Inglada replace this new video with that one. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The video is okay. And it's something that, you know, you can get my full story. But the bottom line is, in a nutshell, is that I would be in false teeth if it wasn't for them guys down there. And right now I have a beautiful smile that almost everyone is on, and I've been blessed. I've been very blessed. So that's all I'm saying. And when you start putting, for years and years, I always had bridges that broke, and I couldn't chew, and I couldn't bite, and I could, you know, when you live with that, it's just like everything else. It's just part of the way you live, and you get okay with anything that you get, anything we have to deal with, we get okay with. But it's not like it would be our choice. So now that I have other choices and I have 19 implants, I have a beautiful smile. And I'm about to go get, I think it's 5 more. Well, I have five more getting healed right now to go get the crowns on the next time I go to Costa Rica. So anyway, I'm just saying that I have a extended family friend that is a dentist, and she said, well, I don't like the way they do that because they rush you and they do the implants and they, I don't know what she named it. She had a name for it. Like they build on, they do the whole thing right away, make fast money. I went, oh no. My guys don't do none of that. Don't put that shit on me. I mean, it was like my guys, I'm home now waiting 6 months to have an abscess actually heal so he can do an implant where he just pulled the tooth. So don't put that shit on me. You know, that's just bullshit. And so my thing is that if you have the money, pay the dentist around the corner, get out of Atlanta traffic, do it the good way, the right way, do it the way that you can afford it. But when you don't have the money, paying $900 an implant instead of $6,000, that's a big deal. That's a big deal for people. And to say to those people that you don't have a choice, you have to go into dentures or you don't have the dental care that we can give you because you can't afford it, that is not fair. So that's what I'm saying. So go into CostaRicaImplants.com and listen to my video. So why I got off on that is because while I was there, I've been going for 12 years, I have a hotel that I stay at. It's called Sesteo, Sesteo.com, and that hotel is up for sale. And I'm trying to put a consortium together to buy it. And I've got it worked out almost. It's not ready yet. But anybody who's interested in knowing more about that, please contact me at gloria.parker@gmail.com. And I will send you the information as soon as I have it all together. But it's going to be a very sweet deal for people who want to, not a timeshare. This will be you will own part of the hotel and have rights to come down there and vacation and even live if you want. So at the hotel. And so I'll tell you all of the details, but eventually the hotel will pay for it. So you'll get your money back and then you will have a surplus and an income coming in for as long as you want to keep your investment going. So anyway, it's very, very different. I have it a little bit worked out. I wish I had somebody that was, I'm just glad I know about it because, I'll be going down to manage it and fix it up and make sure that all of everything is working right for the investors, of course. And so anyway, I'm really excited about that. Now, would I have been if it was a hotel here in the U.S.? No friggin' way. There's no way you could give me a goddamn hotel here. But there, it's very different. People are friendly. They come in from all over the world. And it's kind of like Marigold. Remember the Hindu hotel that the Americans went down? That was a little bit more of a relationship thing, but you know what? It was really cute movie, and it was sort of like, because down there, that's what you do. You build relationships. I have met so many wonderful people. As a matter of fact, the end of the month, I have a gal, Bianca, that lives in Miami. She was born, she was born in Cuba. But she has family in Costa Rica, and she is coming here for a visit. And I met her 12 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, down there. And we've been friends ever since. So you meet people, and the last trip a couple weeks ago, I met three gals from London and one gal from Paris, and I'm still in touch with them. And anyway, it's just so fabulous because you have your social life, you have beauty all around, and you have a way to make an income off of an investment. So anyway, I am very, very excited about that. So, yeah. Anyway, I want to thank Caroline for being here again. You know, I am a 52-7 life path. My 5 makes me erratic as hell and irrational as hell most of the time. But because I don't want anybody telling me what to do, how to do it, all of that. So I am a perfect 5. With no boundaries whatsoever. And, you know, that's just the way I roll. But Caroline helps bring some sensibility and some structure to what we do. And she's here because I don't have, well, I do have some ones, but they're not in a place where they count as far as, now they count as far as leadership, they count as far as go-getter and self-starter and all that, that I usually drive a one, but as far as caring about like eating in a restaurant alone, no way. Or doing things alone, a movie, or just making a plan, or going on a vacation, no way. And that is also part of the one energy, that people can do that. And I admire them, but I don't care anything about doing any of that. So with my 52, that two is kumbaya, doing things with others, excited when you're with other people, just to be part of the group, even if the group is only you and one other person, it doesn't matter. It's like you like doing things with other people. And so that two is strong for me, and the one is not. So when she can't come, instead of me learning just a few little things here that I could do the show, I just go, oh, well, she can't be here. I'm not doing the show. Okay. I mean, it's all right. So it's like, you know, and that's kind of crazy because I could do the show, but I don't want to. So that's what I'm saying. We've been co-hosting the show for 3.5 years together, and that's just the way it is. So, and Caroline is a animal communicator. She lets you know about your animals and why they're acting up, why they're acting the way they are. I know she shared with me the other day, she had a client of hers call because she had lost an animal and she wanted I don't know, she didn't have been able to communicate with the animal and tell her stuff, but she really wanted to know if her animal was okay. And so, you know, so it's all those things. We all have questions that can easily be put to rest, make us feel better, nurture our inner knowing of how things are, even when we don't know how they are from the other side. All of that, you know. And so please reach Caroline at petslovecaroline.com. That's petslovecaroline.com. And from there, she has a great website. And the website, and you can find out everything that you find out. And so that's just fabulous. So go ahead and do that. And then our Anna Banana, who is in Alabama at the moment, at her dad's, but she is the reason. 4 years ago, she came to me, or we were out, or we were doing something, and she was telling me about Universal Energy Radio, which is her radio station, and how she thought that I would love radio. And I went, really? She went, oh, yeah, you're such a natural. And I went, well, I don't know about all that shit, but what would it take? And I found out a little bit about it, and she set it up. Like, she set up the whole thing and made it easy, and that's why we're doing it, because we're not techie, Caroline or I, either one, but Anna made it so easy. So anybody out there that wants to learn about or do radio, please go ahead and do that. And while I'm at it, I also do a show for United Intentions Radio Media. That's uimediaapp.com. And you can listen to all of the shows on there live, or any of the past shows. That, again, is uimediaapp.com. And enjoy that. It's a fabulous, fabulous show. It is on 99.1 FM. It is on Tweaker and Spreaker and iHeart and YouTube and Facebook Live, and it's just everywhere. Okay. And so if you want to know about that, or you would like to sponsor my show on there, I would appreciate it, and we can talk. So just get in touch with me about that as well. So I'm just looking at my pad. This is a 5. You see? You see what I did, Caroline? Look. See where I went from Long Island, Jason, and then there was this whole middle And then I started again. You see? That. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is, I keep trying to, at one point I am going to make notes on all of this insanity, but there's probably 20 pages in the middle of my book here that
you've skipped over.
That I've skipped. Okay. And other numbers would not do that. Other numbers would have looked for the last page and they would have just went. Obviously, I just went like this and just started. Oh, God, I swear. But then I did pretty good. Now I've got all of this that was used all the way, you know. So that's good, right? And so then, so it's just about 20 pages in the middle. So anyway, she's shaking her head because she's a Virgo. And the Virgo energy and the four energy, they don't do things like that. They check things, they lost themselves. So, and then get, you know, just a little bit done, not much. But anyway, do I have a caller?
Yeah.
No, oh, I'd like to take a caller.
Hello,
561.
Hello. Hi, who are you?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
Hello.
Where are you, honey?
In Florida.
Are you the Stacy that comes into UI?
No.
Okay, because there's a girl that follows UI Media. And when her friend Shannon, her name is Stacy, and her friend Shannon does the morning show with Tim on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And this gal from Florida named Stacy is always coming into Facebook Live and putting stuff out there and all that. I'm just wondering if that was you. What is your birthday?
12/16/72.
4/16?
No, 12, December.
Ah, 12/16. Okay. And let's see who you are, babe. Oh, I like that. 19, 9, 8, 17, 2, 3. Ooh, 9, 8, 17, 2, 3, 47, 11, 2. And then you've got another. Okay, so you are a go-getter, self-starter, kick butt anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You are that person, okay? And then your life path, though, is a 47-11-2. So you also have a little bit of controlling crap around you, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like it when the fours own up to it. But you know how many fours won't? You know, they'll say, well, that's not really like me. And I went, bullshit, you like to control everywhere and anywhere that you can, and people allow it. I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. But when you're trying to get information, I think that you should be open to the information. Now, the one thing that I will tell you about this number is that you have God sitting on your shoulder.
Okay.
You are a 47-11-2, okay? It's very different than the 38-11-2 and all the 11-2s. You're very unique because you have spirit. And I love that because what I like to tell people is that when you have God in your numbers, everybody has God. Let's get that clear. Everybody gets God. Everybody gets God working for them in their highest good every single moment of every single day. But when you have the 7 active, that means that God's unique army of angels, archangels, divas, you know, any kind of everything that you can think of that is in the army of helping God do the work is with you. Very different, okay? So that is the 47-11-2. The 11 is the baby of the old souls, and it keeps you a little bit not so grounded, like just not grounded with yourself, not, you know, like Like, I'm sure right now, some of Caroline's day, because she's a 3811 too, she's got in her brain and been bothered with something else that she's going to do or has to do or wants to do, whether it's another class or she'll see something online or I don't care what it is. I've been knowing her 30 years. She always has something in her kicker that she is waiting to do, waiting for the money to do, waiting for the time to do it or whatever. But she has something going on in her brain, and you do too.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, the 11. The 11 is the baby of the old soul, and all we do is watch. All we do is chase you guys around, wondering where else you're going to land and what else you're going to be doing, because you're going to be doing something. There's no doubt. Now, the outcome, though, is the 2. And the 2 also, you get along with people. You're not... You know, you're not going to fight anybody on any circumstances. You are the peacemaker. You are the people that just wants to get along. It's very, very tough for you to go into a battle. That is probably not going to happen in your life. And instead of beating yourself up about it, own it. Say, I wish I was more like this. Now, the reason I'm saying that to you, Stacey, is because I want you to understand something. You do have the 11-2, but you also have 2-1s. That is the go-getter, self-starter. Kick ass anytime you want to. I am the leader. I am the person that is going to lead this troop together. I'm going to do it. I can do it. So if you had something, a confrontation, you probably could do it. You probably wouldn't say, I got to leave this one alone because I'm just not up to it. Because those ones would kick your ass, just like the 2 is trying to make you the peacemaker. The ones would be going, are you kidding me? They're wrong and you're right. And you would have to deal with that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So... anyway, so now we have another number, honey, and that number is your year. And right now, you are still not in 2019. You are into 2019 until 12/16. So for right now, you are still in last year's energy. Now, that doesn't mean anything because everybody gets the mass energy of the 2019, which is a 39. So the 39, 1, 2, 3, that's the letters for this, that's the numbers for this year. And that number is, it leads and stops with a 3. So everybody's trying to have more fun this year. And I want you to attention to that as well, because there's no reason. And also, I'm going to say something else to you. You are, even in your number right now, you're in a 3. So you really should. Are you planning an extra vacation or something this year? Are you planning some fun?
I'm trying to incorporate that in my life. Yes.
Okay. No. I mean, do that, because it really is important. You are not going to have an opportunity to even think like that, okay, for 9 more years. So
wow.
Think about that for a minute. Not that you won't have fun, honey. Don't misunderstand me. I'd hate that for people to
I
think
know,
that
yeah. Way. I'm going to be busy working.
But
entrepreneur.
But the 3 in your world, that way it is to this year until your birthday, this summer,
mm-hmm.
Make it a priority. Make it a priority. Okay? Like,
okay.
You know, say you have something going on, you have a work, and say a girlfriend calls you or a friend or a male friend calls you and wants to go away for a long weekend or wants to do something, and you go, I could. Now, if you can't, you can't. Don't do that to yourself. But you could say, if you go, well, I could do that. I just don't know if I have whatever. No. I want you to say, you know what, let me think about this for an hour. I'll call you back. And then I want you to make sure that that decision is right and that you certainly just can't. And if it doesn't come up at the end of that hour where you're saying, I cannot do this, I want you to go do it.
Okay.
Magic will happen wherever you are. Whenever you do that, magic around you will happen because you are listening to the universe and you are living the year you're in. To me, at my age, my one thing that I preach all the time is live with what you're in. Live the joy of the moment. Live the love that you feel from your husband across the room. Stay in the moment of the joy of where you are right now. And that is what is important. And when you live your love and your life in that three energy, there's nothing like it. Now, I do want to ask you something. In 2017 through 2018, you did what we call crossed your destiny. It had to do with open heart, freedom. It had to do with, and then you crossed your destiny, which means you bought a house, sold a house, started a business, quit a job, got a new job, got a divorce or got married, had a child, lost a child, or adopted a child. All of those things are the big things in our life. What happened to you?
Ooh, a job. I got a dream job.
Thank you, God.
And at the same time, it's not, I didn't physically lose a child, but she was going through something. So, you know, it was one of those aha moments when you wake up and you realize that, okay, it can go this way or that way, you know?
Yes, I do. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it more than I want to. I do know it. So everything worked out?
Yeah, everything is great now. It's like, oh, it's great.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, honey. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear a good story. But that is where you was. So you crossed your destiny, okay? And now, as of 16 last year in 2018 through the entire year this year, now you are in your 66-12-3. So are you married?
No, I'm not.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, you could meet somebody.
I'm not looking, but hey, the sky's the limit. You never know.
Yeah, you could meet somebody.
Okay.
You have a double six. So, you know, that's the open heart times two. Your heart is open. Do not put any restrictions on the possibility that it will happen. Just tell God, I don't want any more compromises. I want you to bring in the perfect guy, this perfect support, the perfect person that will fit into my world and bring me the joy I deserve and the care and the love, all of it. And just see what happens. Don't give yourself any limits, okay?
Okay.
And then let's see what happens because I'm not sure. I know a certain amount of these numbers because I do so many of them now that I can say, oh, my God, like, you know, I know Caroline Stubborn with that 38-11-2. But I don't really know the 47-11-2, although you guys do like to. You're a 47-11-2, and you guys do like to me, like, she still doesn't believe she really is that stubborn, but she is. And so the four is about, she laughs at me. So the four is all about the control issues, wanting a good foundation to things, not taking a lot of risks and chances. All of that has to do with that four, okay? And so the four is what it is, damn it, you know? And I mean, if we understand it, then, you know, it's like we kid in the number business because we do so many of them. Caroline's husband has a four. And instead of talking bad about him or anything, she'll just say, oh, Dwayne's four was up. And we understand what that meant, you know. I mean, he was a little bit more controlling today, or he wanted something to go his way, or But that's what the numbers are about. It's understanding them and understanding when other people have them. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
So you can, you can run around being the peacemaker and be with a one that wants to raise hell all the time. And then we would be talking about something different. But it is in the numbers. The numbers don't lie, and the numbers are what they are. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. So did you want to, I don't have anybody waiting. Do you want me to do anybody else's numbers for you?
My daughter is 12/28/99.
Okay, let's see who she is. All right, so here we are. Okay. So one of the issues that you've had with her in her growing up years is that she, thank God, does have an active four, but it's not like your active four. It's different. She also will control if she can, but she's more about freedom. She wants to have freedom. She doesn't want you to really tell her what to do and where to go and how to go and what to say and who to go with. And she don't want any of that from you. And but the difference is that she leads with a six, and she is just an open heart all the time. She's a very, very sweet girl. Very sweet. And the eight is money. She can make money. She'll make money in her life. She's got an active eight in a good spot, in a good spot. So she'll know how to make money. She knows how to lead, and she also knows how to make a plan. So all of that, so she's just a 20, right?
Yeah, this year, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So none of that's had a chance to grow yet because she's young. But got an open heart. She will make money. Money will come to her. Always, if she says, Mom, you know what? I really like this job, but there's a job I was offered. You say to her, is it more money? And she'll say, yes, they take that job. Now, you're not saying that because we want everybody to be money, but she's supposed to follow the money. She can make money.
Mm-hmm.
So she might say, well, I really love it. And say, well, how do you know you're not going to love the other one? How do you know that? It's more money. Even if it's 10,000 more a year, that's a vacation. Go take the money. You see, so that knowing this information can help with those kinds of decisions. Now, she is in a, oh my God, high energy though. Oof. She is in her sixth year. And she'll come out of that. So, and you're in your 66-12. So you guys are really meeting on some nice numbers. Both of you have your heart open, and you've been kinder to each other, have you not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so now she comes to it in a different space. You're in a 3 year, you start with your a double six. That's what makes your three. She is a 78-15-6. Oh my God. So she is leading with God again. Is she expecting to get a job this summer?
No, she has a job. She's in the military, actually.
Okay. Well, they're going to get a raise.
She just got transferred to a new post. So.
Okay. Yeah, and that because it's a five, and that's about her having more freedom, and she loves it, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's all good. I mean, that's all good. That's all very, very, very good. She also had a major change last year. What was her? She crossed her destiny last year as well. What happened to her? Is that when she went in the service?
That's when she went into service. She's just coming up on a year. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that is that also was the change I'm talking about. Major change in your life. And honey, there's no more. Is there anything more major than being in the service? I mean, really, think about it. I mean, you're talking about, you're not just talking about another job down the road. You're talking about major, major, major. And she doesn't like it when, like I said, she's a five, so she needs a position no matter where it is, no matter what it is. She needs a position where she has freedom. That means that she don't need a desk job where she is like under the gun every day. She needs to be moving around. So
yeah.
I'm sure she'll find that. If she doesn't have it, I'm sure she'll find it.
Well, she moves around now because she's a paramedic, but she wants to be a doctor. So
okay. She's good. She's good. Like I said, she's going to make some money. And she comes from her heart. So everybody knows that. It's interesting how when we come, when we have those sixes and nines around us, how much people, they read that into our body language and how much they react to that. So it's like, you know,
right.
The people don't really not want to help her and give her a break here and there or work with her. They want to do that because of her, the way she is. Yeah, so good job, Mama. You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. It's very nice. I love it. So anyway, thanks, Stacy, for calling. Call me when you meet somebody.
Okay. Because you called it out.
Yeah. So just let's make sure that he's worth your time, okay?
Oh, trust me. At this stage in life, trust me. I don't have time for the toads and the foolishness. I can do bad by myself.
But wouldn't you like to know if you do meet your soulmate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, if it's going to be a hard battle, don't you want to know that, even though they're a great guy? Because, you know, people have sixes and nines, which is the love numbers. But it doesn't still mean that they match your numbers in that, you know.
Right.
You know, so I might say to you, you know, I don't, you guys are okay together and it can work. It may be karmic.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, you're going to do it. But I'd love to be able to tell you you've met your soulmate, honey. That would thrill me. That would make me happier. So anyway, call me.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will.
Bye-bye. Bye, honey. Oh, God. That's so funny. Do we have another one? All right. So, people, you know how I am about this. It's already 20 minutes to 12. And if I don't get callers and, you know, right away backed up, you know, I don't want to waste my time. So you better call me. You better call in. So what do you want to talk about, Caroline?
Well, talk about your other radio station.
You want to talk about
get all your advertising done.
Okay. So my other station is the station where you call in there. I will tell you about that. Me and Lorelei Robbins, if you're from Atlanta, you'll probably know Lorelei. She's been an astrologer around town. Oh, I don't know. I've been knowing her 30 years. And she's a sweet gal, and her and I have been friends, not bosom buddies, but we've known each other and done things together over the years. And when I had the Aquarius, she advertised with me. And we have been doing a radio show with Tim Ray up at United Intentions for the last month or so, just seeing how we were going to like a show where we added astrology and numerology. What we have found out is that when I do your numbers and then I'll say to Lorelei, so what does that look like? And she'll say, well, you just said they were a one because they have a full moon in Aries, or they have a this and this and a that and that. And, you know, and then she will give added on information that actually matches my information, but from a whole different system. And it's actually very fun. You know, it's very fun. To me, astrologers get lost in the weeds because they're so smart and there's so much to look at because they're looking at your solar eclipse and they're looking at where the moon is and where this
nodes.
Was when you're north nodes and south nodes and all of that stuff means something to them. Well, to me and to most of us, it doesn't. So if you don't just bring it down to the certain things that we do know. Like, I know that, do you know who you are? Do you know you're a Virgo with what rising?
Taurus.
Oh,
where do you think my stubborn comes from?
Oh yeah, that Taurus shit. Okay. and then so she's an A. First time she's admitted that she is stubborn. So Taurus, yeah, the bull. Okay. Oh yeah, and interesting. That's how people see you. Your rising sign is how people see you. So guess who I am? And guess what saves my ass? Is that I am a Cancer rising. So I'm the one that wants to nurture, even though I got this big mouth, and I tell you how it is, and I tell you.
You want to feed us while you're telling this.
Yeah, I want to feed you, and you know you can trust me, and you know I have all these other great qualities that offset all this other shit that I do, okay? And that's what people say, I just want to be like you. I want to be able to tell people to fuck off and do this. And I went, well, how you can just do that now? But I realized that they just can't because they don't have all those sun signs and they don't have my set of stuff. You know what I mean? And where you're not, I don't know. I can say fuck. And I had a bartender one time tell me in my old bar days, I was in Florida and he had moved to Florida. His name was Tricky Dick. And he had worked with me at the Brave Falcon for years and he moved to Florida. So I met him for lunch. We're sitting by the water in West Palm somewhere. And he said, I got to tell you a funny story. He said, I just started working at this bar. And he said, and this girl, she had the worst language. And I said, really, worse than mine? And he went, yeah. But he said, when you say fuck, it's like a fairy tale. When she said it, I mean, it was like my hair would stand up. And finally, one day, I just said across the bar to her, I went, look, there's only one woman that I know, one girl that I know, fuck and make it sound like a fairy tale. And that's Gloria Parker, and that's not you. Stop doing what you're doing, he said. And I've never forgot that because it was like, oh, good. So people just...
That's because you have 12 meanings for it.
Well, I've never used it as a adjective of disgust. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with making love. It has nothing to do... It's an adjective to me, you know? And in the old bar days, if I got in your face because I thought you were going to start a fight or something... and told somebody I was going to fucking kill them. I'm 5'2", for Christ's sakes. I mean, I couldn't kill nobody. But if I told you that in the right way, with the right stuff behind it, and used the word fuck, it would work. You'd stop, and you'd go, whoop, I don't want to mess with her. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Isn't that funny? So, you know, I told
you. You're so scary.
I'm so scary. It's so funny. It's so funny to me. So anyway, and I don't really piss off a lot of people. That's amazing to me too, because you know I told you I was on the phone with my brother, and he's taken several different medicines, and the doctors have got him, man, in a loop that is like just driving me crazy. So I said, well, you know what, John, I'm just gonna say goodbye to you now. Because they're going to have you dead way before you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, this is the no boundary part.
I cannot talk to him now. So anyway, that was an electrician friend that I sent to my friend Gwen. I sent an electrician to a friend of mine. Okay. But anyway, so that is the no boundary part. Okay. But no, I mean, I was sincere. I mean, it was like, please, just come here. You know, now he's got a problem with his back. Well, you know, Dr. Lou worked on him, Caroline, for 2 or 3 times, you know, that he would get up and he'd say, oh, that pain's gone. Wow, okay. I mean, it's like, come on. But no, they'll put him on a muscle relaxer and then they'll put him on another something. And then instead of taking 4 medicines, now he's up to 6 or 7. And that's what they do to you. I just can't allow that to happen to my brother. I said to him, you know, it's just me and you now. Everybody else is dead. what do you want to do? I mean, you know, are you ready to leave? You've got four kids and shit bundle of grandkids and great grandkids. Are you ready? Because that's what road they put you on. And I'm sorry to say that, but to me, it's the truth. And say Thor even agrees. So I look at Thor. Is he a happy puppy or what? Huh? He is just such a happy puppy. Look at him. So we have a happy dog. So anyway, I'm getting ready to check out of here. If you guys don't call in, I'm not staying.
So give him 10 minutes.
All right. Caroline wants to give you 10 minutes. So
so you talked about the dentist. You talked about
the radio show.
United Intentions.
United Intentions is UI Media app. So 2A's2P's.com. And you will love this station. And if you watch me and Lorelai, we're on 4 to 5 o'clock on Thursdays. And if you would like, they will do a commercial for you and run your business or something. And if you would like, you can come in several ways. You can be a sponsor of a show like mine and Lorelai's. You can do your own show, or you can just do a commercial. And not sponsor a show, but just pay for a commercial if you're not comfortable with sponsoring. So anyway, there's several ways. Another thing that I will tell you is if you sponsor, it is tax deductible. So it is a foundation, UI Foundation, and that's where the funds run through. And so you can write off every dime at the end of the year for all the sponsorship that you've done. So that is, I keep forgetting that, but I need to remember that because I do need a couple sponsors. So we'll see, you know. And don't forget, if you know anybody who wants to buy into a hotel, go into Marigold.
Marigold.
Isn't it Marigold Hotel?
Yeah.
And take a look at that because that's kind of like, well, it's not a big rundown hotel like that. That had several rooms, and this hotel has only got 44 rooms. Very, very unique and intimate and beautiful.
One of the things I love about every single room has a hand-carved door.
Oh, and they are gorgeous.
And they're all different, and they're just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
I hand, love that about that hotel.
Yeah, they're hand-carved, and everything is right, like, in a square.
Right.
So you know, your pool and the restaurant, everything is in the middle.
Ice cold water.
And I mean, it's just beautiful, you know.
Which doesn't seem to bother the European people at
all.
Oh,
no. Or the people that come down from Canada, man, they love it, you know. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, people that are used to cold, because we're not really here. We get a few icy days in Atlanta. You know, our temperatures drop maybe for a week all winter. We have really cold, cold weather. But other than that, you know, we're usually really good weather.
And we love the fresh juices and fruits.
They make fresh juices.
They're so yummy.
And
their coffee,
you know,
is good.
Their coffee is good. Their juices are good. While I was there a couple weeks ago, they made me fresh breakfast every day,
yeah.
Which, you know. So anyway, it couldn't be any nicer. So if you ever think about owning something that you can come into several times a year or live there part-time, I mean, if you're from Canada and you want to invest in this, then you could just come and stay for 3 months. And if you just need it, it's a suite, 2 bedrooms. If you just used 1 bedroom, then the other bedroom would stay rented out and you would be earning money from that. So, I mean,
they all have their own entrances.
Everything has its own entrances, and the two suites, the two rooms, has a triple door, you know. So, I mean, I'm just saying, and everything has flat TVs, and
do they have new flat TVs?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
And so it's really cool, you know. And when I get down there and have this deal go through, then I'll be doing some very nice upgrades. It's just very sweet, very sweet. It's a very sweet deal. So if anybody who's interested wants to learn more about it, I'm getting the end of the paperwork done. I'll probably have it done by the end of maybe next week or mid-month in June. I'll have it done where it'll be totally detailed out. But I want to make sure that everybody's got wiggle room. to sell their part, to get their money back, to get out of it, to I want the hotel for the consortium to be able to vote and sell it, sell out at the end of every, say, 5 years, you know, where they, where we would sell the hotel together and, you know, split profits or, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, I know that the price from 10 years or 5 years ago doubled. The price doubled in 5 years. So that would be millions to split with the investors. So, I mean, yeah, it's a very sweet deal. I haven't really found anything that, well, anything that I thought that was wrong, I fixed. You know, I did another addendum to the deal to make sure that it wasn't screwed up. And there won't be a lot of wiggle room, but there won't need to be, because I think wiggle room means there's places for people to have problems. To me, if everything is taken care of that you can think about, and the deal is put together correctly and properly, everybody is protected and everybody is, there is no reason to have wiggle room, in my opinion. You know, there would be a suggestion box, but it wouldn't be something that, you know, I mean, I would want the investors to have a say, but there's no, there would be no reason, because everything there is taken care of right now. I've been down there for 12 years and it's like fab. You know, there isn't a whole lot wrong right now. These people were slaves. The people are the sweetest. Oh my God. So my pool boy, well, he's not a boy, he's a man, but he's young. And I think his name was Maximilian. I don't know what his name was. He didn't speak any English, which is not normal. Most of the people speak English, which I will give some. I will give history about Costa Rica. I will also put in there the over 100,000 Americans live there, more so than any other place. And so I will also do that. You can actually buy Hellman's mayonnaise and real butter and have a grocery store like you do here, like a Whole Foods. You have all of that there. Now, is that cheap or just to somebody? Hell no. And if you want to go to a really nice restaurant, the Monastery or the White House, or I wish I could remember that place. I'm going to talk to Dr. Inglada and ask him, what was the name of that Mexican that, what was the name of that place we went in
for Mexican food?
San Jose. Remember, it was a fish place.
Yeah. With him
and
his wife.
They had the whole fish thing. Anyway, so there's several, but I will have a list of all of the best restaurants. You can take a cab. Cab drivers everywhere, just like New York. You know, reputable, no bullshit. They pick you up from the airport, which we would have that in the thing as well, where we pick people up from the airport when they let us know they're coming in. We would offer that as a service. So there's lots and lots of things that I will do and do some upgrades and make everything that everybody would think that they want. I will find a way to add it to the deal. So anyway, that is like, oh my God. But if you're going to go to the Monastery or the White House or to, oh, we're, you know what? That place in town at the, in Escazú.
El Polo? Oh, that was an expensive restaurant.
Wow, somebody
on the corner. Something blue, wasn't it?
Somebody told me. Said that.
The food was excellent.
Somebody told me that, but I must have been under the understanding. I must have got that wrong in my head. I'm going to go back there and check it out. But it wasn't that expensive. I thought that I was thinking the whole check, not singly. But I might be wrong. I don't know. I might have just, for whatever reason, got that screwed up. And then how about, didn't we meet, were you with me when we met Jane, the girl with the purple roof? Did you meet Jane, the girl
that
has
the... I know we went
to
a little bar restaurant that Gwen had been to that we taxied over to, but I don't remember the name of it or what we did there.
Well, anyway, there is a American lady there. Her name is Jane something. And I was driving with Carlos, one of our drivers Carlos is like our brother. And we've been knowing him and his family a long time now. And so I said to him, Carlos, drive me until I don't know who I was with. I don't know where I was. Drive me to help me find. There's a like an estate type place, huge, huge house with gates and all of that. And it has a purple roof.
No,
and
I was not there.
And we found it. And then I was doing the Aquarius, and I left the Aquarius with her, you know, in the front where she had a guard and, mm-hmm. you know, in one of them little guard houses and all that. And I left it with the guard and said, give this to this lady, you know. And she called us, and we had lunch with her. And I know Gwen was with me, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she's from like somewhere in Nebraska or some damn place. I don't know. She's got a beautiful estate there. Beautiful, beautiful, you know. So I'll be getting in touch with her, letting her know that this Paseo is for sale. And so I've got like probably, I don't know, 5,000 people to let know about this. I only want 20 people. I only need 20 people to make this deal ride. And so I don't know who it's supposed to be. I've let that up to spirit. But I will be putting it out to just one ring, the next level, and find out who's interested in coming in. You know, now one of them people might say, "I don't need you. Screw you. I'm just going to buy it out. Bye." I'll go, okay, you know. But whatever, you know, it's like most people would say, "Well, make sure that you don't do this and that because then somebody will take your own and just." And I went, that's not how Gloria Parker lives. I always live the way I live and then let the chips fall where they may and see if Spirit may want me to help get somebody else there. I don't know that it's mine. I don't know that it's my mission to go down there. You know, my thing would be to have not wealthy people, but just people who could go ahead and come up with the unit price, get it paid, do the consortium, get the paperwork done, buy it, let people come down, you know, just, you know, I mean, I see it very different, and it'll take a couple months, but I see it very different, you know. I see us being able to go down the first month that it's bought, just have the upstairs maybe for sale or for rent that month, or, you know, and have 10 people come in for any time they want the month of whatever, and the next 10 come in again, you know. And so I don't know. I don't, there's a lot of stuff I still don't know, but it just seems, when I talk about it more and more, it pops in, you know, more and more pops in. So anyway, but you know what? This is also not by accident, because when I, you know, you're asking me to talk about stuff that is actually now on where I can send somebody and say, go in and listen, because this is talked about on my show. And, you know, so it's like in the very beginning stages of people saying, wow, I could come up with that money and have an investment like that. And have a vacation space that I can choose to do what I want. You mean I can live there if you want to? Can I just live there? Yes, you can.
Yep, Walmart's right there.
Yeah, you can live there if you want, or you can just have it where once you just block out a week, a month, and send your friends and family. Everybody's taken care of. It's a hotel. You don't have to think about them doing anything. You don't, just say, get your butt down. Request your between $500 and $700 to get there, round trip from Atlanta anyway. I don't know about other places. And just go do that. And just go in, you know, call the hotel, tell them what time you're coming in, have somebody come pick you up. And, you know, here we go. So, I mean, it's like so easy. It's like, you know, if you come in late, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you know? So my thing is just that. I am loving that. That it's like, and then I'm thinking, I asked the guy, the general manager, I wrote him a letter yesterday, and I said, I need to know a few things, though. There's 4 suites upstairs I want to know more about. And then, is there a storage area? Because I'm thinking that if I bought a unit, and I was just going to come down, like, say, 3 or 4 times a year, and I was going to let the hotel make money to pay off the investment. You know, I mean, this is like, you need to think about this long term. The investment would be paid in X amount of years from your revenues from the hotel. But say I wanted to leave those, maybe even a laptop. You know, I wanted my own linens when I came. I wanted to bring my own linens. I didn't use hotel linens. Or, you know, was I wanted while I was there, could I leave there in suitcases until I returned? I wanted to know.
You or
everybody?
That's a lot of space.
Well, I mean, you would just say whatever you can put in 2 suitcases this size. I mean, you wouldn't be able to. That's what I'm saying.
So one time we were there, they had their own individual storage, hotel storage upstairs in the last room on the left.
Really?
Yeah, because we looked in all the rooms.
I don't remember.
And at that time, that one was storage. But that probably isn't always storage.
Well, they also had a restaurant. They had
a lot of
nice big kitchen upstairs that I don't know is still there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I would, if this thing, when this thing continues on, you know, and the players come in to focus, then I would go just down there to see stuff that I need, that I want to see, you know. Well, I probably had some dental work done while I was down there, I'm sure. You know, but I'm saying that I would go ahead and do that. But I know I know a lot about the books. What?
So you don't have anybody?
No, I know. So we're probably gonna say goodbye because why not? We're just done. So anyway, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about? I know we don't want to talk about politics because they're such a mess. You know, this is, you know, my hit on politics right now is that what I've learned, in because I really watch a lot of politics, lots of stations, lots of politics, but what I've learned is that my theory is correct. It is all God. I mean, it is all God. We are all looking in the mirror. Every Republican is trying to not see their face in the mirror and going, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm letting this crazy ass do what he's doing. He is losing people as fast as he's not making new people. He's losing a lot of people because these tariffs and stuff that he's doing is just so bad for the United States. You don't have 30 years of smart people.
Hey, let's share some new skin with our people.
Oh, okay.
Since they're your sponsor.
Oh, yeah. All right. So new skin. All right. So anyway, just let me finish with my thought on the other. The politics about this is that everything is God and everything is we're all being asked who we are. And if we can keep understanding that and understanding how really, really strong our democracy is, we can all live through this. That's all I'm saying. And new skin is amazing. Amazing. Just have good. I mean, I noticed Gwen's skin the other day. I mean, she's been using. I gave her some cream with the age lock in it. The new night cream. It's gorgeous stuff. And I don't know why I cannot curb this crazy ass five of mine long enough to do a 15-minute treatment. 2 or 3 times a week and see how good I could look. I have no idea why I can't do that. I just wish I could. I'm so disgusted with me in that area because I know I would like to do that and I don't know why I can't do that. It's crazy. So, I don't know. But I have a machine there, and I have one over there, and I keep everything. You know, Gwen was cute. She said, well, just put it by. I went, Gwen, it don't matter if I had them strapped to me. I don't do it. It's got nothing to do with make them visible or just do it. I'm talking about in 20 minutes. If I did it twice a week, 20 minutes, it's less than an hour.
What's Gwen's number?
I could, oh, Gwen, are you kidding me? She's a 63.9. Yeah, she wants to save the world. And she will with John's technology. They're getting closer and closer to being
real.
Yeah, bought. Yeah.
Cool.
It's getting closer and closer. And the one technology that she works with around the world is really doing very well. So, I mean, it's doing better. Let's put it that way. But she's been working on it 20 years. It's not like it's, you know.
So, along with new skin is Feed the Children.
Yeah. Well, when the 20 people are together in this new business opportunity, then, and they know me and trust me, and we've made money, and there's money to be made, and, you know, it's all going well, which it will. I mean, I have no doubt. I know how to create. I've been doing some figures on 20 rooms, 40 rooms. And just simple, nothing upgrades. And with me just networking with the hotels just around me, like the new guy I told you I just met, all of that is like, it'd be packed. I mean, they pretty much are full all the time now, but it would definitely be packed. And because now you've got 20 people talking about their hotel, sending their friends. I mean, they're alone. Plus, my dentist would, you know, and I would meet. My plans are is to go to, like, say, the lap band industry, go to other forms of hospital things that you would travel for. I would find out the top 10 things that people travel. Find the best in Costa Rica.
The gal that had the med spa up on the hill?
Well, she's moved back to
Europe.
She moved back to Germany.
Elke.
And
yeah.
I did not go and meet those people. But yes, I would include them also because they get booked. I mean, these are just small places, you know, and that's on the way up to the monastery.
Yeah.
So I would go and meet them. And between them and the hotel that's a mile away from ours, and network with them. Plus, as soon as everything was settled down, I would start traveling the country and meeting all the yoga instructors and people that do alternative and help them bring their people in, bring them to the hotel for them to go out. You know, I would do a lot of networking within the country. So that, you know, now we've got everybody.
Carlos probably knows half the country.
Filling us up with all kinds of. So, you know, and then I would have brochures done, or I would go get brochures on different things around the country and make sure that everybody that came to the hotel had, you know, lots and lots of information on the best restaurants and the best this and that, because when people come in anywhere for a week or so, by the time they find out what's around, they're gone.
Yeah.
So I would just do a either a video that you can watch in the lobby or whatever, and say, if you're interested in this, you know, like the girls I met, the girls from the one girl was from Paris and the other three were from London, and I said to them, said, y'all want to go someplace fabulous for dinner tonight? Because I had met them at the pool, and they said, yes. And I went, well, I have the perfect place. I said, it's going to take us about probably within 20 minutes to get there. And they said, that's okay. And I said, okay. I said, well, if we go, I said, now, you can't go poor. I mean, it's going to cost a little bit. And they said, well, no, we're not. You know, we can do it. I went, okay. And so we jumped in two cabs because it was six of us and went up on top of the mountain and went to the monastery and had a beautiful, beautiful dinner. And they said that there's no way that you could be there and see anything more gorgeous in your life than that view.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, oh, my gosh. So, you know, so yeah, it's, and it is a true monastery. We have pictures of inside. I went, I want to go see the monastery itself. So we went in the room, and me and Barbara, and yeah, it was just a lovely, lovely trip. The first time that I was in a dentist chair every moment this trip. Because, I mean, every day, you know, they're messing with us when you go in for some serious work. I mean, because that's what you're there for, right? So, you know.
Or you're recuperating from the last day.
Yeah, and you're trying to eat soft foods or, you know, so
right.
Every day.
Drink mashed potatoes.
Yeah, so you're not really, really, you know.
You're not overly interested in a restaurant, put it that way, when you've just got to have a dental chair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I get it. I got it.
But I have to say, those guys have never put me in pain. Not like here.
No. Very different here. So anyway, it's 12:15, Caroline. I'm about ready to go. You ready?
Say goodbye, everybody.
All right. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We appreciate you. If you want to know about the hotel, it's Sesteo. S-E-S.
L-S-D-O.
No.
The L's gone?
Well, it's not gone, but the website is www.sesteo. S-E-S-T-E-O.com. And when you go in, you can take a look at it. There is 44 rooms. I am selling off 20 of them individually. Two people. I mean, if somebody wants to buy, you know, two suites, that's fine. But basically, it's going to be 20 rooms, two bedrooms, two baths, and Sesteo. 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 And if you want to go, take a look at it. And if you have any interest in any of the details, or you know somebody who might want to know, where you can have a hotel pay for itself eventually, and then from then on, you get revenues from the hotel. And I will personally guarantee that I will be in charge of upgrades and getting. And I have it's pretty packed now. I don't have those figures, but they're always packed. And it's a fabulous place. I've been going there 12 years and know a lot about it and the location.
S-E-S-T-E-O what?
It's S-E-S-T-E-O.com. And anyway, so talk to you later. Call me. Get in touch with me. Bye.
There it is. Come on.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.